Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks radio broadcast. I am so honored to be on air with you again today. We are in the studio. I am praying that you guys can hear me. I just want to thank you all for hanging in there while we were trying to not multitask, but while we were trying to grow in this area. Excuse me. I have a little tickle in my throat today, and I do have one of my grandbabies with me who is not feeling well. So if you hear a little cough, y'all keep praying for him. Again, I want to thank you all for joining in. I am so excited. Last week, we had some difficulties again, and I gave a shout-out, and I want to give another shout-out today to Jen. Her name is Jen Meadows, so I want to just thank God for her. I'm telling you, this woman of God is one of my greatest supporters. She makes sure that this word get out. She shares it. She is always here, and that is just such an encouragement. We need to learn how to appreciate, you know, the things that people do. It doesn't take a whole lot, just, you know, just a little encouragement, and she does that. She's so faithful with that, and so I want to thank God for her. I want to thank God for each one of you who's joining on the line. I mean, it's just so excited. I'm excited today because I'm learning new things, and I get excited when I learn new things, you know, that God gives me to become victorious in. And so anything that has to do with, you know, with advancing in the kingdom, I get super excited about that. Why? Not just because I am learning, but because others have an opportunity to learn as well. And so, as always, we're going to open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for today. I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you cover this, to cover the airwaves. God, I ask, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that you clear our hearts and clear our minds so that we can hear what it is that you're saying through your servant. Father, I just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. I pray for every caller on the line right now, God. I thank you for their diligence. I thank you for them joining in on the line, and I pray that they are blessed as the word goes forth. In Jesus' name, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see some people popping in on the line. I'm super excited about that, y'all, because you just don't know what we have endured to try to get this thing right. So I am super excited that people are on the lines, and I'm not getting any messages saying, I can't hear you. So praise God. This is what happens when we endure and we persevere. Listen, don't give up. When God gives you when he gives us different assignments and different tasks, just because we don't get it right the first couple of times, you know, it's okay. Don't give up. Just keep on pressing on, keep on persevering, keep on enduring. And I promise you, because, you know, God is not going to give us a task that he know we can't do or we can't conquer, you know. And so when we trust him and we stand on faith and trust him and believe him, then that means that, hey, I'm going in this thing full force. I don't care what comes my way. I'm not backing down. I'm not giving up. I'm not waving the white flag. I'm not surrendering to nobody but Jesus Christ. And if he tell me to go forth with this thing, baby, I am going forth. So praise God. Just remember that, guys. So today we're going to look at faith in action. And I shared with some of my callers on the intercessory prayer line Tuesday afternoon, and the Lord had gave me the topic of faith. You know, because so many, in this hour, we are going through so many things. I mean, so many tribulations, so many disappointments. Some of us are dealing with hurt. Some of us are, you know, just like with this task of doing the radio broadcast, some people think all you do is push the button and it works and everything's fine. No, baby, it is more than that. And sometimes, you know, you get to that point, you get a little weary. Well, you know, God says, hey, I got this. All you have to do is trust me. Some of you all, he are branching you out in different areas. He is calling you into different areas of ministry. He is calling you to rise up greater in ministry. And as you rise up, you know, those demons and devils, they're going to be poking their heads out, but that's okay, because you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so when he starts raising you up into with a greater anointing, and he starts moving you in different cities to minister, And when he start moving you to different countries and different nations to minister to people, your anointing gets greater. He starts moving you from glory to glory. You're going to have some things that hit you from the left. You're going to have some things that hit you from the right, from both sides, from the front and the back. But you know what? God is so faithful. He would never give us more than we can bear. But what he wants to know is, can we step out on faith? See, we can step out on faith when everything is going smooth and we're good at it. We start shouting hallelujah, glory to God, it's all good. I got my joy, I got my peace and all of that stuff. When we're not hit with some things, when we're not hit with the cares of life, when we're not hit in our pockets, when we're not hit in our finances and things like that, we get all, you know, we can shout then and our faith is good. But boy, I'm telling you, when the storms of life hit, some of us, we start losing our mind. Some of us start cussing folks out. Some of us start fussing at folks just because they're looking at us the wrong way. I mean, you can't even tell that we've saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost when stuff starts hitting us because we begin to cut up and act a fool. But listen, that's not the thing to do. This is when we step out on faith and start putting that word into action. God is a God who saves and who delivers and who restores, and he covers me. And so the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is confidence. Yes, confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So you may not be able to see your healing. And I shared this on a call, but the Holy Ghost said, share it again. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you may not be able to see your healing right then and there, but that's okay because God says that by his stripes, that we are healed. And so you may not be able to see the money, the finances flowing in to do what you need to do. But you know what? When God says that often, when he said that we are not, we're not lacking anything, and then you know what? We are not lacking anything. Everything that we need, he already has provided, and he's going to make sure that those provisions is taken care of. And so, therefore, we don't have to worry about those things. We may not be able to see how those bills are going to get paid next week. We may look in our refrigerator, and it might not be looking too healthy right now, but that's okay because God, listen, God will take care of every need. He will make sure that we are never ever without. And so what he wants us to do, he wants us to step out in faith. He wants us to put those, you know, those action words. He wants us to start speaking his word. We can do a lot of things and we can say a lot of things, but can we actually act out in it? I'm not talking about putting on that, you know, that half a smile that lets everybody think that we're okay. I'm talking about that faith, that assurance faith, that confidence type thing. I'm telling you, when we walk in the confidence of Jesus Christ, my God, it is nothing that nobody can do to us that will take that thing away from us. Why? Because we are confident in him. We are confident that he is the one who is going to restore. We are confident that he is the one that's going to heal. We are confident that he is the one who is going to bring back that child that has wavered away and into the world. We are confident that he is going to make provision for us. And so the Bible says, even though we can't see it, we may not be able to see it in the natural eye. And that's what we get lost at. We get caught up and we get sheltered in our own homes. You know, some people think, I know some people like that, they won't go out the house and they call themselves saved. They won't go out the house because they say, okay, well, if I stay in the house, then I won't have to deal with all that foolishness and everything that's going on in the world. But what? Hey, come on now. As a believer, what kind of life is that? You still living in bondage if you allow yourself to stay in the house because you think nothing's going to touch you. Come on now. You got to step out on faith. And so listen, God wants us to step out on faith. He wants us to stop looking in the natural eye and start looking in the spiritual eye. And even though you can't see it in the natural, my God, you can see it in the spiritual realm, in the spirit realm. You know it's coming because God says he will not send his word. He's going to send his word out to perform it. And it will not, N-O-C, not return to him void. But it shall what? Accomplish the purpose for which it was desired, in which it was sent. And so you know what? Because he sent his word to perform it, because it's going to take place, because God says that he is a man that he cannot lie, nor the son of man to repent. Listen, therefore, his name is on stake. He's not going to make himself look bad. Come on now. So if he ain't going to make himself look bad as a child of God, he's not going to make you look bad. But all he wants you to do is to step out on faith. Step out on faith. Believe his word. When Peter asked the Lord, he said, Lord, send for me. I'll come to you. And guess what? Peter, he said, he come on out on water. He goes out there on the water, and guess what he does? He started looking around. Well, what was he looking at? He started looking around at the circumstances. He started looking around at the waves and the sea rumbling. He started looking around, and that's what we do sometimes. When God tells us to step out on faith, yeah, go ahead and step out on faith and see what I'll do. His name is already great. But what happened to Peter? He looked all around him. He got all scared and chicken and everything. Yeah, and we do that sometimes. Oh, Lord, I ain't going over there to minister at that church. Those folks looking at me crazy. Oh, Lord, I ain't going over there and talk to that lady over there or that man over there, and I ain't going to tell about Jesus Christ, because I don't want them looking at me all crazy, think I lost my mind. You know, come on now. If God says go out and make disciples of men, then that's what we need to be doing. Don't look at your circumstances, okay? If God tells you, go ahead and write that song. Go ahead and write that book. Go ahead and start that ministry. And you know what? And half of us, when God tells us to start a ministry, what we start doing? We start looking at the people who got those big ministries, 50,000 people, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Those people had to work to get there. They stepped out on faith. And if we stop looking at the numbers and start looking at the people, if we stop looking at the numbers and how beautiful and edified the building is, you know, then maybe we can step out on faith and stop worrying about the materialistic things. God wants to know, can we step out on faith with what we have now? If we can't step out on faith with the little things, you know we ain't gonna be able to step out on faith when he blesses us with the big things. You know why? Because we're not gonna see the big things. Why? Because we didn't step out on faith on the little things. It's the small things that matter. It's just like sharing the love of Christ. You know, some people think you can't share the love of Christ unless you got fat pockets. The devil is a lie. Some people think you can't share the love of Christ unless you got a big church, live in a big house with 3 or 4 cars. The devil is a lie. What God wants to know is, can we step out on faith and trust him to do what he's going to do? And so listen, today as we're stepping out on faith, what is it that God is asking you to step out on faith in? Is he trusting you? Is he expecting you to do some things in your life that you already should have done? If you haven't done it, it's okay. What I do want to tell you is, if he's told you to do it, go back and repent. And then step out on faith. Ask God to give you strategic plans so you'll know exactly where you need to step into. You see, sometimes we get a little frustrated. We say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and step out on faith. And you know you ain't prayed about where you should be stepping. And before you know it, you're stepping in a whole lot of mud that ain't doing nothing but sinking and smelling kind of off. When God says all you had to do was listen to me and step out on faith in the strategic plan that I gave for you, instead of getting all excited and not listening to my instructions, okay? So listen, now you have to go back and repent. Ah, repentance. Thank you, Lord, for repentance. Go back and repent and ask the Lord, okay, God, where is it that you want me to step out on? Tell me where, you know, I'm stepping out on faith. Where should I go? You know, where should I land? How should I go about doing this? I'm going to give it all to you, God. Listen, I was reading in Hebrews 11, and I'm going to tell you, listen, when it talks about how Abraham, when God tested Abraham and how he offered Isaac as a sacrifice, my God, and he know that, you know, listen, it says he who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his son, his one and only son, and even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned, verse 19 says, Abraham reasoned that God would even raise the dead, and so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. And I read that verse from Hebrews 11, and it was verse 17. So you guys can go back and look at it and let the Holy Spirit kind of let that plant in your hearts. What had happened was Abraham, he was going to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice, even though he knew God had already made the promise that he would be the reckoning of his offspring. But you know what? What did Abraham do? He stepped out on faith. My God, can you imagine that? I mean, he stepped out on faith. He knew God had already spoken that word concerning Isaac, but yet and still when God told him to offer Isaac as sacrifice, yes, it hurt him. Of course it did. But what did he do? He stepped out on faith. And what did God do? God said it towards the end. Don't you put your hands on him. He just wanted to see how faithful he was. My God, isn't that amazing? and how God will allow us. He will take us through some circumstances and allow us to go through situations, and he will ask us to do a certain thing because he wants to know if we're faithful. Are we going to be faithful over that? Or are we going to be obedient to his word? Are we going to step out and do the things that he's called us to do? Don't get caught up in looking at what other people have. You got to start from somewhere. It's nothing like starting from scratch, or even if you have to start over again. I don't care if you've been in ministry or business. If you've been in that situation, if you've been operated in those areas for 30, 40 years, and the Lord said, okay, I need you to shut that down. I need to start. We're going to start over with some things. Then can you trust God? Can you step out on faith to do what God says do? Can you step out on faith to believe him that the one who spoke the entire world and all his creations into existence, can we believe him enough to step out on faith and say, God, I give you everything. I give you my life. I submit and I yield to you. I give you every single prayer request I've had. I give you my children back. Yes, they're running around here crazy, but I give them back to you. And I'm going to believe your word, God. Okay, God, I'm giving you everything you have given to me. Because, you know, if we think about it, the reality of it is this. We don't have anything. We didn't obtain anything on our own. It's by the grace, my God. It's by the grace of God that we have what we have. It's by the grace of God that we're still able to live and move and have our being. It's by the grace of God that we can even walk and talk and smell life. You know what I'm saying? Some people didn't wake up this morning. So what are we going to do with this life that God has blessed us with? Are we going to step out on faith, or are we going to continue to put God in a box? God is too big to put in a box, my God. So if he's too big to put in a box, and we say that we are his children, and we say that we are the apple of his eye, then don't you think that we're too big to put in a box? Don't you dare let nobody put you in the box. You step out on faith the way that God wants you to step out on faith. Listen to this. Hebrews 11, I love Hebrews. Hebrews 11, we're still in 11, and chapter 29 says, by faith, my goodness, here we go. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. You see what I'm saying? Listen, you know why? Because, listen, the Egyptians were not, they were operating in their own thing. They had their little own thing going on. They didn't have, their desire wasn't to please God. They were all about things, and they were practicing. Adultery. So they wasn't even thinking about God. But guess what? When the people of God went to pass through the Red Sea, what happened? God parted the waters. Hallelujah. He parted the waters. Did nothing touch his people. Come on, y'all. We got to go through the dry land. He's going to part the waters, and nothing is going to be able to touch us. Why? Because God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Therefore, if he's called us as his own, which he has, then it doesn't matter what comes our way. Yes, we're going to experience life. Yes, we're going to catch cold, and we have some physical situations going on in our health, but you know what? That doesn't mean we're going to take our eyes off God. That means that we're going to keep persevering. We're going to keep enduring. We're going to step out on faith and keep operating in ministry, and whatever it is that God has called us to operate in, we're going to keep on doing it. Why? Because we trust him. And what is he going to do? He's going to part that Red Sea, and we're going to walk on through there in rejoicing. We're going to walk on through there praising and worshiping God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and nothing's going to says, my God, hallelujah. And then it says in verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell. Come on, my praises. And after the army had marched around them, after the army had marched around him for 7 days. So listen, this is the key. If you're not a praiser, you better start praising God now. If you're not a worshiper, you know worship is a lifestyle. So we need to get that thing together. But if you're not a praiser, if you have to wait till you get to church on Sunday mornings before you start praising God, this is your opportunity to go ahead and repent. Yes, it is. And if you're waiting till Wednesday to get to Bible study, or Thursday, or whatever day you have Bible study to start praising God, this is the opportunity to go ahead and repent. Because you know what? The Bible says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Yes, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And so therefore, I'm not waiting until I get to the building to praise God. I'm going to praise him wherever I am. Every time I get a chance, I'm going to praise God. And that's what you need to do. Become a praiser. Praise him through your circumstances. Don't let your circumstances dictate how you praise God. No, ma'am. No, sir. You praise God because he is the Most High God. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And nothing, my God, nothing should be allowed to take away your praise. When you praise God, guess what happens? Whatever you're going through, just like the Bible says, I don't know what your Jericho wall is, but what I do know, hallelujah, when we start praising God, those Jericho walls got to fall down. Do you understand me? You don't have nobody in front of you giving you instructions. Alto sing, soprano sing, tenor sing, bass sing, keyboard play this, drummer play that. You know what? Because you become the teacher, you become the praise team leader, you become the choir, you become the diggers. My God, you be doing your own thing in the presence of God, and you take on all of those roles when you allow the Holy Ghost to just come in and rule and reign, and you just start to be a praise. You just open your mouth and praise God. Give him all the praises through your circumstances. And then God's going to show you how to step how to step out in faith. He's going to show you how to put those plans into action. Why? Because you became a praiser. And when you become a praiser, you start to recognize how you can do certain things, how you can walk by faith and not by sight, how you can decree and declare God's word and it shall come to pass. Why? Because God's word is true. You know what I'm saying? And so listen, as you begin to walk out on faith, step out on faith, don't worry about what folks say. People don't talk. They talk all the time. When you do good, they talk. When you do bad, they still talk. But that's okay because they talked about Jesus Christ. But because of him, we see we have the victory. And so listen, as God tells you what it is that he wants you to step out on faith in, trust God for the outcome. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. God is such an awesome God. My God, don't you just love him today? He is so merciful. He is so kind. Oh, my gosh. I don't care if you're, you know, it's amazing how we can go through some things and the Holy Spirit just come and blankets us with his love. He blankets us with compassion. He blankets us with all kinds of, he blankets us with joy. My God. And so listen, if you're walking in fear, you can't walk in fear and walk in faith at the same time. So you have to come to an understanding. Listen, tell yourself, get in the mirror and practice with yourself. Tell yourself, listen, you, get it together. We moving, we walking by faith and not by sight. Tell yourself, you don't have to wait for nobody to tell you. If you're saved and the Holy Spirit is already in you, and I pray that he is activated, because we don't want the Holy Spirit just there. He needs to be activated. And so get in the mirror and tell yourself, listen, you, get it together. Call your name out. Carolyn, get it together. Walk by faith and not by sight. Declare what it is that God has told you to declare over your life. If he told you to step out in a particular area, go ahead and do it. When you step out in that particular area, you know things going to come your way. That's just life. Listen, the enemy is going to come your way, and he's going to send his little knuckle ass to come your way to try to knock you down and discourage you. But you know what? The Bible tells us that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And listen, he didn't say that they won't form, but he did say that they won't prosper. And so you don't give the enemy the time of day. You know how to cast down. The Bible says cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So you know what I'm saying? So you have to bring your thoughts into alignment with the word of God. If the word of God tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, then it is what it is. The word of God is true. My God, the word of God is awesome. It's our blueprint for life. This is how we follow it. This is our manual. And so listen, as you go through, and I like to say go through, because regardless of what situation and circumstances that we encounter in life, I don't like to use a word. I'd rather not use, okay, I'm in this situation. Because when you say you're in the situation, that means you're going to be in there and you don't have no intentions of getting out. But when you say you go through, I'm going through. My God, hallelujah. That means I'm passing through, baby. Don't get too comfortable with me because I'm passing through. And this journey is just going to be another chapter in my book. Glory to God. And so, listen, as you go through some things in life, it's okay. God's going to send you some assignments while you're going through, because he wants to know, are you still going to step out on faith even though you're going through? Can you go and pray for somebody even though you're going through? Can you go and read and preach and minister the word of God when he gives you an assignment even though you're going through? Even though your body is not feeling the way that you want it to be feeling, 89%, 99%, can you still go and minister the word of God when he gives you an assignment, even though you're going through? So, yes, can you still be full of joy, even though you're dealing with some things in your life, some circumstances, situation? Can you still be full of joy and move by faith if you don't have the finances to do what you know God has called you to do? He ain't going to give you something to do and not prepare, give you, and not provide. So, come on now. Are we going to step out on faith? Or are we going to talk about it? Are we going to talk about it, or are we going to be about it? It's our choice. And so, listen, I want to thank you all for joining in today. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you just remember that it does not stop there just to say we have faith and declare it. People declare the word all the time. And sadly, some of us, when it hits, my God, we declare the word, but we don't mean it. Listen, if we're going to declare the word of God, mean it. Believe what you are saying. It's like going into prayer closet and you praying, and then you come back out and you still feel the heaviness. Well, you need to go back in the prayer closet until you feel that thing lifted off of you. Because what? When you pray, you're praying in faith. If you come out the prayer closet and you still feeling some type of way about the situation that you prayed about, you need to go back in there and spend some more time. Okay? So we all been there, but we are here for you. We are praying for you. I am praying for you, that we as believers begin to walk in real faith, and that we not just throw around the word of God because things, you know, we're not dealing with some things in our life. You can tell when people are funny acting when it comes with the faith, because they shut down, you know what I mean, when they go through things. But then when they're not going through things, it's hallelujah. And that's okay. We're going to pray for them just like we're praying for ourselves. But listen, as we go through things, don't allow the enemy to box you up. Don't allow him to put you back in chains. Just remember that you are to step out on faith and believe God. Believe God. Declare his word when the sea is raging, when the storm is raging and the trees are knocking you back and forth. You just keep on declaring, I'm standing on a solid foundation of Jesus Christ, and there is no sinking sand. I am standing on a firm foundation. I'm not standing on just any kind of foundation. I'm standing on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Therefore, my faith is strong in him. And so listen, as we close out today, we want to thank you guys for joining in with us. I pray, Father, I pray that you guys were blessed. I pray that you guys were encouraged and inspired. And I pray for your family. You guys, excuse me, my grandbaby, I'm here. He's not feeling well today, but we already prayed over him, and we already know that God's going to heal him. So listen, you guys be blessed. You have a fabulous, fabulous afternoon, and we'll see you again next week on His Heart Speaks with Prophetess Carolyn, presented by the GLOCO. We thank our sponsors again, and we'll see you again next week at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a fabulous, fabulous evening. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.